Want to lose up to 15% of your body weight? Fridays helps you achieve lasting weight loss. We combine GLP-1 medication with nutritional coaching, mental health support, and fitness plans tailored just for you. All included in one monthly price. At Fridays, one price. Every month, all doses and everything is included. Getting started is simple. Take our quiz and get connected with a provider to start your journey. Fridays is certified by LegitScript, so you know the medications are produced safely by accredited pharmacies. Check us out on Trustpilot with over 1,000 five-star reviews. Don't wait. Save $100 off any plan when you start your weight loss journey today. Visit joinfridays.com and use code Fridays100. That's joinfridays.com, code Fridays100. joinfridays.com, code Fridays100. Medications will only be prescribed by licensed clinician if deemed medically appropriate after a thorough consultation. Results are not guaranteed and may vary by individual. Compounded products are not FDA approved or evaluated by the FDA for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Please visit our website for important drug safety information.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Tales of Daniel and Robosaur. Defy explanation, leave you wanting more. All my fightings, government denies. J-Clone guides you through the lies. Flat Earth claims, they say there's no proof. But we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor sealed, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies, that's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the legal. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from net control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. There's no proof, but we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education fail. Collecting rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold.
He's trying to get it out. There's a lot of pent-up aggression and anger. All right, there's a little more.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Wilbur. Welcome back to the shack. Gosh, golly gee, you know what I really love? When we're done recording the shack, either before or after, stepping outside, breathing that fresh, clean air, and feeling that sun beat down on my face and skin. You know, we need sun. We need that vitamin D. You need it in your life. It's good for you. We're all vitamin D deficient. Get as much sun as possible. Get sun in your skin. Get it in your eyes. Look at it. Look at the sun as it's rising off the horizon. When it's rising and setting, stare at it. Listen to what it tells you.
I would just like it to go away.
Oh, yeah?
What's your name, Bill Gates?
Mm-hmm. Now, this is hard to believe it's real.
Well, they've been talking about this for a long time.
Yeah, but it's happening.
It's just like that famous South Park episode. Simpsons did it. Yeah, Simpsons already did this one. All right, there is a fly in the shack. There it is. That could be potentially very loud. You missed it. Alien around the mic. I think this is a government spy drone fly because it's
a green emerald house fly, so it could be.
It could be.
Hey, hand me that boar spear.
Yeah, okay.
Ha-cha!
That would be impressive. What, you want it to go away, the sun?
Yeah.
What are you, a vampire? What?
No, but this is the craziest thing.
Who would want this? Oh, yeah, Simpsons did it. Remember the episode of the Simpsons where they built a giant disc and hovered it over the city to block out the sun?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm.
But it just, it's crazy to me. In the modern world we live in, what is it, 218 countries or something like that?
Something like that.
What, you know.
Probably five, if you really break it down.
I'm not saying governments. I'm saying countries.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, government's one. That's what they want.
I think it's three.
Maybe.
But that's just my opinion. I think the inside job perfectly illustrates the actual workings of how the world governments work. Mm. I think they do it in five, though. There's five main factions. But long as they
the don't five argue, eyes.
Yeah, as long as they don't argue with the three guys that are called the robes, as long as you don't argue with what they're doing, they can still operate and fight each other.
Are the three part of the five? The three robes?
No, they're above.
Oh, so they're above that even.
Yeah, but they really don't care what the lower ones are doing.
Right.
But if they tell the lower ones to do something, it better happen.
It best be done, yeah. I'd agree. That's how it works.
UK scientists want to block out the sun and fight climate change. So I pulled two articles for this. I got one in favor, and I got one against. And you'll notice the one in favor hardly ever mentions Bill Gates, if it ever does.
Well, it's because, that's probably because, and I'm just saying this because using logic, Bill Gates wears glasses and sweaters, and he's a nerd. And nerds will never do anything bad to people. Nerds are always good, and they're really smart, and they're always looking forward to helping humanity.
You know, every industrialist I've ever had to deal with in a professional setting, it's been very detrimental to life. Is either looks like that, or is like your classic massive guy chain smoking cigars. There's a couple women in there too.
Oh yeah, they like to hire women as like the head of CEOs or like big destructive companies.
The Barbie movie did that.
So that way you can't criticize them.
That's what they talked about.
Like, look at all of our defense contractors in this country. Boeing, Lockheed Martin, you know, all the big ones. All the ones that make bombs that drop on brown people in other countries. Those companies that makes billions and trillions off us and off war. All their CEOs are now women now. Ain't that just weird? That's just a weird coinkydink. It's almost like they planned it that way.
So the article starts, UK scientists want to block out the sun to fight climate change. And I know me and Wilbur have differing opinions on climate change, but roughly similar.
I think climate changes. We don't affect it. That's my opinion. But I do think pumping, dumping, and unloading plastics and chemicals and all that crap into the environment is destroying the environment.
So my thing isn't really the climate change. It is a lot of stuff that's being blamed on climate change. It's happening.
For sure.
And that's the thing that upsets me is that people on more our side say climate change isn't real. Are maybe skipping over the things that they're like the reefs dying and, you know, fish stocks, you know, depleting and stuff like that are happening, but not due directly to climate change.
Well, no.
It's pollution and chemical and hormone inhibitors. And
it's not our family farms. It's not your neighbor's chickens. It's not your neighbor driving his car to work.
And climate change is a natural process. I do personally think we may have accelerated some parts of it, but it's not something, but it is a natural process. The earth warms and cools.
Yeah, it does. It warms and cools. And like the climate change models, because remember, everything is based off models.
Yeah, the Florida should be underwater by now.
And no temperatures are actual raw data. They haven't been in a long, long time. Everything is based off models and all the climate change predictions and stuff based off models. It's all based off information that people think are going to happen. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's all it's based off of. And you can fact check me if you want. And in fact, I encourage you to.
Always. I don't care what anybody, if it's us or anybody else.
Fact check everything. In fact, that's weird. Fact check everything, please. Because we just want the truth. And we just want to tell you the truth. But yeah, it's all based off models. And like Michael Mann and his hockey stick model, that's the big one you see on Bill Gates'
big check mark
video. Yeah,
inconvenient lie or truth.
I can't get into my Bill Gates voice.
It's a convenient lie.
Convenient
inconvenient
try.
Truth.
Right, but well, they're making it seem like it's the truth, and it's not. It's not the truth at all. It is a lie. It's a convenient lie. It's the exact opposite of what they're using. But that's, again, that's that Michael Mann's model is just that. It's a model. It's not real. It's not based off fact or anything. It's just predictions and not to mention all the weather stations. We've taken about 90% of our weather monitoring stations out and temperature monitoring stations that are no longer in use, and we only use the ones in like in the middle of major cities.
It's so how that kind of works, because I was just talking about this with my like weather apps, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the same thing with cell phone towers.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be like Verizon had their own towers,
right?
And Single Cell had its own towers and everything like that. Now that I think it's 90, in our, at least our area, I think 90% of the towers are Verizon,
right?
And they rent use off of them.
Yep.
So it's the same thing with the weather stations.
Yeah.
It's
well, they've decommissioned a lot of them, though.
Yeah, because it's easier or cheaper for you just to rent time, and you don't have to worry about maintenance or upkeep.
Well, and it's also easier to manipulate too.
Well, that's numbers. On the other side,
because you don't got all the data now.
Well, I'm talking about like the apps, like the weather apps that just do that data for you.
Yeah.
They don't care about weather manipulation as right. The data. It's the other side of the coin.
Yeah, I guess I'm more or less using what like these climate modelists are using as their data points. They're pulling data from these weather-specific weather stations, and then they're not even using their raw data. They adjust that data to fit, like you know, what's it called? The plus or minus, either way.
Yeah.
They use that, and they add their modeled plus and minus that they added, that they've calculated to attribute to it.
Sure.
So even those numbers are skewed. That's not, none of it's ever raw data. Agreed. That they're actually using to measure global temperature.
We should do an episode on the Little Ice Age too.
Oh, absolutely. Because then they conveniently pick a certain date to stop looking back at history. We're just going to stop in the 1800s.
What is the Little Ice Age? 15 to 17?
Yeah.
Something like that.
And then, all of our graphs start at 18, which makes it look like everything's getting hotter, but actually things are cooler. We're still in a cooling zone.
And the Little Ice Age was crazy because it was very arid. It was cold. The winters were extremely harsh.
Yeah.
But the summers, it wasn't like they weren't getting warm. They were very, very dry.
And I think, too, it might have been the 1300s. I can't remember.
There's another, way
hotter than it is now.
Yeah, I mean.
Way hotter. But, you know.
So, like, the Dust Bowl.
It was in the 30s.
Yeah, but that was a mix of both record drought for about a decade, plus the agricultural practices at the time.
And then they also, I think, overblew the Dust Bowl too, or they over-exaggerated it as well.
I don't know, because I had, well, they're not alive anymore, but I had family alive during that time, and it was incredibly tough.
Down in that area?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was all localized to that area.
Well, that was where most of the country's food was coming from at the time.
What, really? Oklahoma?
The West.
Yeah.
Was doing a lot of our large farming at the time.
Uh-huh. It's just, I remember reading a story, though, because the newspaper articles were saying, like, the Dust Bowl, like, it's affecting the entire world.
I don't know about the world, but definitely the U.S.
Yes, but that's what I'm saying.
U.S., Canada, Mexico.
That's what I meant by over-exaggerating
the
effects of it, saying, like, it's a global crisis.
I'm sure it raised prices across the globe.
They're saying that the dust from it blotted out the sun, making crops harder to grow around the world.
I could see it in locational areas.
Yeah.
Do you remember when the volcano erupted?
Oh, yeah.
Or how about the fires a couple of years ago in Canada?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was... Literally, we had fog for a week.
If that's what that was, now looking back,
it could be either or.
Could be anything.
I could see it, but I do think it was a fire.
That's also a convenient cover.
Could, yeah.
Hey, we'll burn half of Canada, and then we'll dump a cloud of chemicals on half the United States,
mm-hmm.
and we'll just blame it on that fire we started.
Easy.
More, yeah. Profit equals profit.
All right. UK scientists will soon begin outdoor geoengineering testing to block the sun, supported by a £50 million government fund. The project is led by Advanced Research and Innovation Agency, which is the acronym is ARIA, and will be carefully monitored to make sure it's safe and accurate.
Oh my gosh. Safe and effective. Safe and effective. We've heard that before.
No, safe and accurate.
Oh yeah, okay. They changed.
Accurate.
Changed.
The aim is to gather, and once again, so I don't know if I think I already said this. I have one article that's pro, one article is against. I'm starting with the pro.
Okay.
Just, I like to do that with these kind of topics, so you guys can see that, you know, how media does. You could, same information, and you can get very two different top, like, this is all Google first page.
Okay.
The aim is to gather real-world data on whether these techniques could slow the effects of climate change. Not stop, whether they could slow the effects. A separate 11 million pound program will be ran alongside it, together to make UK on the top funders of geoengineering research globally. So oh, how blocking gosh. The sun could help.
Oh, I just looked up that ARIA you said.
Mm-hmm.
They have a website, aria.info,
mm-hmm.
and it looks like a government fake made website, you know, like colossal. Like they're cheesy, just run of the mill, like very bland.
Yeah.
Look at this. This is
so you see Canva is now their new product they just announced.
Who?
Canva.
What's the new product?
Their AI generating websites off of just like a paragraph prompt.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think it's out yet.
It's coming.
They had just announced it like last week.
Okay.
Because I pay for Canva subscription, so I got an email.
Yeah, Canva is fantastic. I love Canva.
But it's a whole, like, you just give it a paragraph, like, you just say, I want a DW Conspiracy Shack podcast with an RSS feed, and it will make it for you. It may ask you to, like, copy and paste, like, the RSS feed that you want, and that kind of stuff.
I'm also looking up the people involved in this ARIA.
Well, let me finish this article, and then we can get into ARIA.
Okay.
So here's how they say, how blocking the sun could help. Geoengineering focuses on methods to reduce the amount of sunlight reaching Earth. The key approach to solar radiation management, which includes spraying reflective particles into the air and using salt water to make clouds brighter.
To make clouds brighter? Wait, salt water? Oh, hold on a second. Okay, they're putting water in the atmosphere?
Shh, you're not supposed to pick up on that, the salt doesn't go with it.
Huh?
Salt doesn't evaporate up with
water. No, and the number one heat trapper for the greenhouse effect
is the ocean.
Is water. It's times carbon dioxide times 20. It doesn't even touch what water traps. So them to actually pump water into the atmosphere is doing the exact opposite of what they claim, or doing it does exactly what they claim CO2 is doing, and methane, which has zero, I mean, that's number of the amount of methane that it traps is so minuscule and tiny. It's almost I want to say it's compared to water, it's immeasurable.
Yeah. So, yeah, methane's not that big a deal.
No. And neither is carbon dioxide compared to water.
As far as heat trap, yes, I agree.
It is. I've seen the actual
my thing with
data
with the carbon and stuff like that. Well, it was bleaching and this acidification of water.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's a different thing.
Well, right. But they say, you know, releasing all that CO2 is what's trapping the heat in. No, it's water does it way more, and they're releasing water in the atmosphere.
So supporters say this could cool the planet temporarily and reduce damages from extreme heat. It would buy us time to make for deeper cuts into carbon emissions. They believe this research is vital as emissions keep rising and temperatures hit new records every year.
No, they don't. And no, they don't. And temperatures are not constantly rising, and they're not hitting new records every year. Go on. That's a lie.
Fears over risk and delayed action. So despite its promises, the SMR is highly controversial. Some experts warn it could disrupt rainfall patterns for needed food supplies. Others worry it might distract from the real goal, ending fossil fuel use. Professor Mark Simmons, who leads the Simons, it's spelled with a Y, so it's I never know.
Okay.
I never know how to pronounce that.
Yeah, I mean, they're British people. Who knows?
I almost did a really bad British accent.
Oh, yeah?
Like Cockney.
Oh, okay, go on.
He leads the program. So the risk of crossing climate tipping points makes this research urgent. He explains, the uncomfortable truth is that our current warming trajectory makes a number of such tipping points distinctly possible over the next century.
Oh no, their model.
This has driven interest in approach that might actively cool the world in the short time frame in order to avoid those tipping points. Having spoken to hundreds of researchers, we reached the conclusion that the critical missing part of our understanding of real-world physical data, this would show us whether any of these potential approaches would actually work and their effects, what their effects might be on the world. Modeling and indoor studies are essential as prerequisites, but can only teach us so much. He adds that no toxic materials will be used. An environmental impact report will be shared before any outdoor testing. And local communities will also be asked for their reviews, details on their projects. So they're asking the local communities after they're done spraying. How do you feel?
Yeah.
feel cancery?
100% of them feel fine. Didn't even respond to the survey.
They're all dead.
Yeah.
They might as well do this over Wyoming.
Gosh. This is insane. This article is 100%, just so everyone knows, 100% propaganda. This is what it looks like. To manufacture consent. So when you read this, you're going to agree with it. I say, oh, yeah, this is reasonable. This is acceptable. I'm going to accept it. Rather than just standing up saying, stop raining shit down on our heads.
So, next part. Some call it a dangerous distraction. Now, everyone agrees with the research. Senior scientists have called ARIA's program a dangerous distraction from cutting emissions. Some even labeled SMR baking mad or barking mad and compare it to treating cancer with aspirin.
Okay.
That's other climate scientists saying this is dumb.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And I'm all for so fossil fuels are destructive for other reasons.
Right. The process in which we
get them. I've talked about coal. When coal hits the air, it hits water from moisture and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It makes hydrochloric and sulfuric acid.
Why do they spray the coal trains then?
Because the friction of them moving can make them ignite.
Ah, okay.
So the vibrating of them rubbing back and forth.
Are they creating acid in the bottom of each one of those trains?
Yeah, they are. But it's better than basically burning the whole supply.
Blowing up.
I don't think it'd blow up, but it would definitely melt the train.
It would ignite, yeah. Well, yeah, that much coal. Heck yeah. Mm-hmm. Heck yeah.
So I don't think it's going to explode because it's not compressed. Like a coal engine can explode because you could trap the heat and it can't get out.
Right.
But yeah, coal, oil, the way we get oil is just so destructive on the environment.
Yeah.
Now, natural gas can be as well, depending on where it comes from.
I do think, though, I don't know.
I'm a nuclear person.
Oh, yeah. Of course, at the end of the day, that would be the best. But if oil wasn't so destructive, I'm not totally against oil. I think it's a replenishing natural resource.
I don't think it is, but whether it is or is, it doesn't really matter.
Right.
It's the actual effects it has on things.
Things, I know, yeah. I guess I'm kind of torn because I just know the way for everyone to function reasonably, comfortably, oil is probably one of the best ways for us to power things.
And nuclear.
Nuclear would be.
Is better. It's 100% better.
It is.
That's why they did Chernobyl.
That requires a lot of infrastructure too. But as far as you can't. What I'm saying is I can't take that nuclear thing and shove it in my car and be fine.
You plug it in.
Nope. I ain't doing that. I'd rather have
horse-drawn and goat-drawn carriages.
That'd be better. But if I have to have something that's I feel like oil gives people individual freedom.
Get pine.
If you can make it, yeah. Heck
it's not
yeah.
hard to make.
Let's do it.
Or, they used to make multi-fuel engines.
Right.
Dump anything that's flammable in it. They don't care.
That's what we need to get back to.
Turpentine, wine.
Yeah.
Grandpa dumped a whole bunch of wine in it one time, and it got him back to the base camp.
Sometimes I think we need to do stuff like that, go back to things like that. But everything's, flashy and fast now. All these cars,
they were not fast.
No. But we don't care about efficiency anymore or an efficient vehicle that's economic, something that someone can afford. And then when that part breaks, we actually have parts for them that are reasonably priced because we have economical cars. Now everything's so customized and they change a new model every freaking year, so you have to buy a new part every year, and it's all made out of fake plastic crap.
So it's not a 3D printer, but it's kind of like the same technology for metal.
Yeah.
And they're trying to outlaw here in the U.S., and that's a big thing is people are saying the auto industry is the big pusher of it.
To outlaw it or to... Yeah.
Because if something breaks in your car...
You can just make a new part.
You can just make the new part.
Yes. And cars are just made so...
Cheaply.
Yes.
To break. They're made to break.
Yes, they're made to break. They're made disposable, a lot of parts.
My 1993 Ford Taurus and my 2001 Honda Civic. The 2001 Honda Civic is still going.
Yeah.
It has seen every major body of water in this country except the Pacific.
And I think it's going to see that one day.
Mm-hmm. I think it will.
I think it should. Maybe that's where it'll end.
It's really tiny, but it's been everywhere. I've driven it across frozen lakes and down to the Gulf, and it's almost been to the Keys. It's been right to the edge of them.
It needs one last ride. It does.
I mean, just
foreshadowing.
So the NERC launches separate geoengineering study with no outdoor testing involved. Another $10 million pounds for geoengineering research project has launched on April 3rd, the UK's National Environmental Research Council. This one won't involve any outdoor testing. Instead, it's using computer models, past data, and natural events like volcanic eruptions and pollution changes at the ocean. Kate Harmon, the director of this, says our role is to provide the best possible, robust evidence, but without advocating for geoengineering one way or another.
What? So why are you doing it then?
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple thousand dollars in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/andysgirls or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/andysgirls.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list. Save now with buy one, get one half-off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 5/15 through 5/28.
Who's leading on geoengineering? According to Dr. Pete Ivan from the University of Chicago, I may have met him one time, actually, University of Chicago, geoengineering research is still receiving much less funding than the wider climate science. Most of it totals only a few hundred million dollars. The U.S. is used to lead, but cuts under President Trump could see the U.S. take the spot.
Oh, my gosh.
Here's what he's... It's worth stressing about geoengineering. It's not as suitable for emission cuts, Ivan said. Professor Jim Haywood, the University of Exeter, who received funding, said SRM could possibly be scaled up and within a decade. He warned, at any moment, all these ideas need to remain on the table because otherwise climate change's coming decades could be extremely damaging. Recent global temperatures have been the real wake-up call.
To what? This guy's a liar. Just shut up. This guy's a...
I got one more section.
All right.
For this article. No global rules yet and the globe talks are needed. Right now, there's no international agreements to manage geoengineering. Experts say the global pause on development should be considered until one exists, which I 100% agree with.
Wait. What was it called? Biological or not biological? Chemical warfare.
Yeah.
Dropping poison on...
The Geneva Convention, right?
Was it Geneva Convention?
I know that stopped like mustard gas and all that.
Was that it? Okay, so yeah, I think you're right. What's the difference?
This doesn't kill you immediately.
Well, no, they just, instead of being a weapon of war, like to directly target people, they're just saying it's targeting the environment.
Yeah, it doesn't kill you immediately. It kills you in a couple of
years. Oh, no, it doesn't affect you at all. You know, there's no studies that show this is even toxic.
There's no studies that show it's even toxic.
It's because you didn't study it. It's like the COVID shot. There's no study that shows it stops transmission. It stops it. Well, there's no study that you ever did that proved that. You just said it.
So they're doing this over UK skies, right? But it's the sky. It's going to affect everything.
Yeah. That's all of our sky.
A bunch of scientists are saying we should probably pause this until we get other countries to agree with this.
Yes, which they're going to. They're all it's going to be the countries that would agree with it. It's going to be, if we don't stand up and stop it, it's going to be the UK, one. It's going to be New Zealand, two. Australia, three. We're number four.
For what?
For doing this, for approving this.
Oh.
And then there's one more I'm missing, probably Israel. I feel like there's another one in there I'm missing, probably a big strong one that... Well, we know Saudi Arabia has been doing not this in particular, not dimming the sun, but geoengineering.
Oh,
they've been geoengineering since, I mean, as long as Dubai's been around.
Is that the country that's harvesting
aeroplankton?
Aeroplankton.
I don't know if it was
a Middle Eastern country, but yeah. I can't remember which one.
I don't know if it's United Arab Emirates, but I wouldn't be. I would probably it is because they're the richest one that like they're extremely rich. Is why they can make it rain 52 times a year there. They make it rain. They make it rain once a week in the desert. They make it rain once a week. So, you know, geoengineering, that's not climate. You can't change the climate. You can't do, they're not actually doing that. Now they've been doing that. They've been making it rain once a year in Dubai because they can, which means we can manipulate the weather. And if John Brennan, our former, national security, back when, I can't remember what, I think it was under Obama's presidency. He was our head of national security. And he gave a speech at Cornell, I think, some big university, talking about upper atmospheric
aerosol injections.
Chemtrails ain't real. Those ain't real. He's a government official admitting to it. You just got to see where they admit to it, because guess what? The news don't show you that stuff. You got to actually look and find it. What? That's weird. The news is supposed to show me everything, especially the truth.
So another quote. We know the SRM... or the prospect of SRM, would affect international relations. It is a serious research question. So part of our project is going to be to convince people from different world regions to understand what we might be or what might be the consequences. He added that some ideas might be ruled out once testing starts. So they're not going to rule anything out until they're already doing it. He says this, I expect we will gather a small amount of observers or observable evidence. It would be closer to the door for some. Then we'll know we focus our efforts on areas that are going to be the most helpful and least harmful.
Most helpful and least harmful. So targeted areas in the sky. This is just the dumbest thing ever. This is, again, this article is there to manufacture consent. So you agree to this. That's okay. That's all this purpose of this article is. It's not there to actually inform you. It's only there to say... to have you agree that this is okay. Because as long as we all agree that this is okay, this is going to happen. This is how they do it.
So I found my next article is actually 4 years old.
Wow, okay.
And it was about Bill Gates.
So back when this all first started, at least publicly talking about it happening, it's been going on. Again, The Simpsons did it back early 2000s. I can't remember what year, what season that was on, but I'm pretty sure it's in the first like 8 seasons of The Simpsons, which is... that would place it in the 90s, I think. Blocking out the sun, I think. I could be wrong, but...
A Microsoft billionaire founder Bill Gates is financially backing the development of the sun-dimming technology that would potentially reflect the sun's light out of the Earth's atmosphere, triggering a global cooling effect.
Just saying it like it's going to happen.
The stratospheric controlled pre-Bosch experiments, which has... This is nuts. Launched by Harvard University scientists, aims to examine the solution by spraying non-toxic calcium carbonate dust into the atmosphere. A sun-reflecting aerosol that might offset the effects of global warming. Keep in mind, this is the same guy that says we will lower the population with vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
Look that up.
He did say that.
He said that. I love all the comedians that are like...
Only if he's successful. If they're successful, they'll successfully lower the population with vaccines.
What does he say? He wants to cut out 1/3 of the population or something like that?
Maybe leave 1/3.
Oh, but yeah, there's another comedian that's like, guys, that's us.
Yeah, it is. It's all of us listening.
He's talking about us.
Yep. All of us listening. That's us.
Buy a goat and a gun.
You don't want...
There's a DW shirt.
Buy a goat and a gun and a quail.
That comes with the purchase of the gun.
Okay, good. Good.
We were started on firearms company.
You get a free quail with your gun. Two, a breeding pair.
There you go. Hermaphrodite.
Ooh, that'd be a...
All one.
That'd be an expensive gun.
Squidbillies did that.
Oh, gosh.
Where it was a chicken that produced its own ranch and blue cheese sauce. It was already fried.
Oh, nice. They've really taken this CRISPR technology to the next level, huh? I'm assuming that's where that came from.
So widespread research into the effects of solar geoengineering has been stalled for years due to controversy. Keep in mind, this is 4 years old. Opponents believe such science comes with unpredictable risk, including extreme shifts in weather patterns, not dissimilar to warming trends that we already are witnessing. Environmental similar fears or dramatic shift in migration strategies to be treated as a green light to continue emitting greenhouse gases with little to no current consumption or production patterns. So that they're saying that it could mess with migration patterns of animals. It can also give the green light for these corporations that we're trying to rein in to just keep going to full bore.
Yeah, why not?
Because somebody else is taking care of the problem.
Right.
Like I've said a million times, corporations are as evil or as good as you make them be.
As you allow them to be.
As you allow them to. Like, yeah. As you make them be, they will be as good or as evil.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They will take every advantage of you that they can, as long as you let them.
So this will take the steps in researching in June. So this is in Sweden of 2021, where the Swedish Space Corporation has agreed to help launch the balloons carrying the scientific equipment 12 miles high, which is in...
The mesosphere.
Strat.
Oh, it's still in the strat.
Yeah. Okay. We're in the trope.
Oh, okay.
10 miles.
So they're putting it above the troposphere.
Above the ozone layer.
Okay. This is smart.
That's not good.
Yeah, this is a smart thing to do.
The launch will not release any stratospheric aerosols. Rather, it'll serve to test the maneuver of the balloon and examine communication and operational systems to see if a giant jellyfish eats them.
Yeah.
If successful, this could be a step toward... Maybe that's why it took so long for him to get it rolling again. Once they put the balloon up there, just got...
What's going on?
Reeling it back in, and there's a big jellyfish on it.
Where'd my expensive balloon go? Do you think it'll take me to an island where I can, you know, hang out with some kids?
If successful, this could be a step towards the second experimental stage that would release a small amount of the calcium carbonate dust into the atmosphere.
Hmm.
David Keith, a professor of applied physics in public policy at Harvard University, recognizes the very many real concerns of geoengineering. It's true no one knows what will happen when it is released in its studies afterwards. Keith and his fellow scientists published a paper in 2017 suggesting the dust may actually replenish the ozone layer by reacting with ozone-destroying molecules. Further research on the... just fix the ozone layer. If you're that worried about it.
Ozone models. You heard that, right?
Yeah.
We don't even know if that's real. I think that's probably BS. Remember when we were growing up? There's a hole in the ozone layer. We're all going to die. That's all I heard for 5 years growing up.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that? The ozone hole shrank.
All the polar bears died when we moved on.
No, I think they ate the ozone hole. Yeah.
It's like a donut.
They would probably say that.
Actually, it probably naturally replenishes because I know a lot of the chemicals that they said we don't even use anymore.
Yeah.
So it may just...
Or maybe that was propaganda?
That could be also.
Oh, you think?
But I think a lot of environmental systems, if you leave them alone...
We'll be fine.
They'll heal. It may take... Yes. Depending on the system, it may take time.
They always do. I mean, you can see that from the micro to the macro in your own eyes and ears. You see it.
Further research on the similar methods could lead to reductions in risk and improve effectiveness of solar geoengineering methods.
Gosh, I can't stand this.
The exact amount of carbonate? Yeah, the chemical they're going to dump up there.
What was it? Calcium carbonate?
Calcium carbonate.
There you go.
Needs to cool the planet is unknown.
We need more. We always need more.
It's probably more than they exist on the planet.
Probably, because, you mean the largest biome on Earth they want to cover?
Well, they don't want to cover it. They just want a little layer. Between us and them.
On the largest biome on Earth?
Early researchers suggest that the substance has a near-ideal optical properties, which allow it to absorb far less radiation than sulfate aerosols, causing significantly less stratospheric heating. This is the purpose of the experiment. Once the safety experimental amount of this is released, the balloon will fly through it, sample atmospheric reactions, and recording result dynamics. Frank Kuseth, the project's principal investigator, does not know what the result might be. The perfect aerosol would not immediately temper with the stratospheric chemistry at all. The only thing it would do is scatter maximum sunlight and hence cool down the planet.
Oh, okay.
Proponents of geoengineering have cited that the global cooling effect of volcanic eruptions is a result Yeah, so that it does. When the volcanoes erupt, everything does cool down.
Yeah, because the Earth's black. Because
it's everything's dying.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's bad.
Very bad.
The result of which, the sulfuric-rich ash in the atmosphere. And the 1815 eruption of Mount Tambo in Indonesia resulted in a year without a summer. While in 1991, the eruption of Mount Pinatubo in the Philippines lowered global average temperatures by 0.5 degrees Celsius. Deliberate induction of similar properties could potentially counter decades of greenhouse gas emissions. A report of intergovernmental panels on climate change suggests that this process could lower global temperatures by a full 1.5 degrees Celsius for no more than $1 to $10 billion a year.
Oh my gosh. We don't need to do this. We don't need any of this. Stop.
Again, these temperatures decreased during the serious risk. Freezing temperatures in 1815 led to failed crops in near famine conditions with a huge population reduction. British scientists have cited that the stratospheric aerosols from volcanic eruptions in Alaska and Mexico, the potential of causing droughts in Africa's regions, which it did.
Yeah.
Because everybody forgets that it's a global weather system.
Right.
You can affect, we here in America can affect other continents.
Oh, yeah.
By what we do.
Oh, yeah.
Major distribution of a global climate could be unhinged or have unhinged consequences, negatively impacting highly populated regions and engineering another refugee crisis.
Oh my gosh.
David Keith has
like the one we engineered recently in the past decade by bombing all these countries in the Middle East, and now they have a refugee crisis, and the only place they can go is here, and then we just let them come here because we open the borders willy-nilly.
David Keith has reported the creation of a risk pool to compensate smaller nations for collateral damage caused by such tests.
Mm. Wow.
But such a payout might be a little comfort for those displaced by unlivable conditions. The United States, Brazil, Saudi Arabia blocked a 2019 United Nations assessment of global geoengineering plans. International cooperation will be required to assess risk, winners and losers of such experiments, and how best to proceed with all in mind. Considering the unknown risk attached to solar geoengineering, members should continue in their efforts to develop economical alternatives, renewable energy technologies, and even supplement such efforts with limited and careful research and experimentation.
Gosh. Please say that's the end of it.
Yeah.
Good, thank goodness.
That was the one against it.
Yeah, and it was still like...
Oh, maybe it crazy. Was me reading it. It was saying a lot of stuff, but it was not in favor of it. It was
saying I know that. Yeah, no, I'm saying it's crazy.
So Bill Gates is buying this one too, but it's just weird that nobody has his name attached to it.
Well, it's because he's a nerd and wears a sweater and he's not bad. And he's good.
He's bringing, I believe, I think he's giving away his whole fortune, I believe I just heard.
Oh, giving it away?
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, wait a minute. How is he going to fund this?
Oh, he's giving away his fortune to it.
Well, to this. Well, my question is, though, back when he was having his dinners and meetings and, with Jeffrey Epstein, Bill Gates was having all that with Jeffrey Epstein. They shared like a financial guide between them. Back, you know, when he was doing that, having dinners with multiple dinners going on his airplane and flying to his island. You know, Bill Gates claims it was a philanthropy chip to help promote global health. You know, one of the richest men in the world needed more money to promote global health.
Oh, yeah, because...
He needs more money, guys.
You need to watch Always Sunny in Philadelphia. So,
well, now that I'm just curious, though, now that Epstein's supposedly dead and his wife divorced him because of some weird, I don't know, stuff that happened. She divorced him over, I don't know what happened for sure, but they got a divorce. Maybe I should follow up what happened to her. Oh, it's probably his involvement with Jeffrey Epstein. Maybe that had something to do with it, maybe. But so she took half his stuff, and the guy that he got all of his money from, you know, that was helping him create these positive changes in the world, you know, promoting global health and whatnot, is dead. Where's he going to get all this money, though? Where's that going to come from? Wait, maybe I'm just thinking out loud here. Maybe he wasn't going to Jeffrey Epstein to, you know, get some extra cash, like he said. Maybe that's not what he was actually doing there.
What?
Oh, wait. So if that means... Oh, that means he's...
I think he was doing both things.
Oh. Yeah, I think he was doing both things, too.
I think he was getting cash and diddling.
I think he was just diddling.
I think it was both.
I don't think so.
I think money always changes hands when you go to the island.
Yes, from his hands to Jeffrey Epstein's hands, so he can do what he can do to those kids because he has the money to do it. And I think that's what it was all about.
According to Frank Reynolds, he only ever diddled the manatee.
Bill Gates?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then the 1 year, he never came back, and the manatee killed itself.
Mm. Dang. But see, Bill Gates is a monster. Killing manatees on top of it.
Because they were putting humans' consciousness in manatees through the vaccine.
Oh, okay.
They literally said that in Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Because they're like, you didn't get the vaccine, Frank? He's like, no. He's like, I talked to Epstein and Bill and all these people. And they said there's chips in them, and they upload your consciousness to this neural network, and he's putting them in manatees. And I've met the manatees.
That's probably the truth.
It's close.
It might not be manatees.
Probably seagulls.
Or gray aliens.
Oh, meat suits.
Yeah. I mean, it could be anything. It's disgusting, whatever it is.
So back to
human clones, like just babies that they're cloning and raising is.
I never realized. I always thought the UK had a lot of dreary weather.
Dreary, yeah. You didn't think of it as a sunny hot spot that just getting too much sun.
Let me look how many days London specifically had of sunshine a year.
I think the last time they had sun, like a really bright sunny day, was the day that that kid escaped from the royal palace and he like threw that bed sheet, you know, out the window, and he tried rappelling down a naked kid out of the second story window of a Buckingham Palace and then fell probably to his death like 30 plus feet. And that video escaped and got seen by the public, and there's never been a comment on it.
How many hours or how many days do you think London gets a year?
How many days?
Yeah, of sunny, what's classified as a sunny day.
I must guess low. 75.
48.
48. Well, okay.
They average 1.2 hours of sunshine per day.
So how can we even justify them doing... So in my opinion, what's going on here is this is the one country that's just going to do it. It was going to be either our country, but I think it was going to be met with too much resistance by our people. And just to say no, it's going to be too much of an issue. And then same with Australia, probably the same thing. Although they could probably get away with it there because they kind of torture Australians however they wish. They'll throw them in internment camps for not taking a shot. They'll do all whatever. They'll spray you with chemicals just to kill fire ants on your property. And they'll kill all your crops and everything just... You might have ants on your property. So Australia just kind of does whatever. So I'm surprised it's not happening there. Although it's probably not happening there because they're already doing the fire ant thing there. So yeah, I think this is just the one country out of the power countries, one of the Five Eye countries, which is the five countries that surveil the entire world and are constantly watching you through, whatever social media or any device, any electronic device you have, especially a smart device. Smart TVs all have microphones and cameras. So do all smart, all smart appliances do. All of them do, especially smartphones, especially those are the main culprits. They go with you everywhere. They got constant microphones, constantly recording you, constantly monitoring everything you say. And it's being stored in data storage facilities all around the country. And they're massive and they take up huge amounts of power. But remember that when you're limited by how much power you can use in a day and how much water you're allowed to use in a day because you're a user and you're making the environment worse. You're making it hotter here for everyone else. It's your fault. That's how they frame everything. It's not you and it's not your neighbor. We're all just human beings that should be free to live life and not on Bill Gates' what's the word for post-apocalyptic world? I don't know. Bill Gates wants the world to be, which is him and his flabby man-tit body just sitting there in an oversized sweater to hide his titties and just sitting in a chair in his dream world, not doing jack, but watching people suffer. People suffer on his behalf. He gets off on it, I'm convinced. And you know what? I don't like that nerd no more. I don't think he's a good man. I don't think he even ever did anything. I don't think Microsoft, he had any part in it. I think he would just handed it to him because his dad was one of the founders of Planned Parenthood. And his dad, just not a good man himself. But I think Bill Gates, this is all written in the script. It's all pre-scripted. And they're just ushering it along. It's a multi-generational script that's going to run down family, like, generations and generations. I don't even think Bill Gates is in the same body anymore, or whatever his consciousness was. I don't know. His body's changed too much. His face has changed too much as he gotten older. I mean, maybe it just he switched into an uglier clone or an uglier body double, but it just keeps getting worse for him. And you would think a man with that much money would be able to at least control his tits a little bit. You would think, but he can't. He can't help it. It's like his chin's getting sucked in. His boobs are getting shoved out. I can't tell what's going on with him. But it might just be because he's not a human being and he don't care about human beings. He'd rather just block out the sun so you can't grow your crops. So just you can't feed yourself. You can't take care of yourself in the normal sense in which God intended on this earth. He wants to be God. And it's not just him. It's all these billionaires that are like him. Him, Jeff Bezos. I'm going to throw Elon Musk in there too. They're all the same.
The Musk?
Yes, the Musk. The bug husk Musk. He is a bug. And look at his thorax. It's not human. It's not human. Just show a picture of him with his shirt off. Not a human being.
Jamie, go ahead and pull that up.
Yeah, please pop it up. There it is. See it? See the carapace shell where it was? It's right under that fake flesh, I don't know, suit he puts around his torso. That makes it appear somewhat human, but it's not. It's just weird. Just a weird, flabby, not even flabby. It's like bug-shaped. They're both bug-shaped. Bill Gates is like a mosquito. Jeff Bezos is all pumped full of, he has fake muscles and fake, he has a fake butt too, I'm convinced. I think everyone's fake.
Jeff Bezos?
Yeah.
I haven't seen his butt, so I don't know.
Yeah, he's got a nice muscly butt now.
Oh.
Yeah. He's definitely a real human. He's definitely real. Mark Zuckerberg, he's a real human being. He looks very real, especially when he was on trial on Facebook when he lied in trial about that, by the way, and then admitted to it that, oh, he was just manipulated. They tricked him. Even though he said the exact opposite when he was on trial, somehow he's not faced anything for that. Weird, huh? It's almost like he's a billionaire that's been put in that position.
I wish I had $1 billion.
No, you don't. Because what you would have gone through to get it?
I just mean like, just showed up one day.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Because I think I'd buy the Galapagos Islands and just not leave.
And save all the turtles.
There's tortoises.
Tortoises. There's some turtles there too that need saving.
Big Gatling guns on the edges.
Oh, they'll still come for you.
I mean, no, for the tortoises' protection, not mine.
Oh, gotcha. Just strap them to the back of their backs. And then Neuralink it to their brain so they can learn how to fire them.
Automatic turrets.
Yeah, we should do that.
Come to steal my tortoises.
At the end of the day, this sun dimming technology is dumb and bad for us. Nothing positive can come from this. It's just another step by these. I'm gonna do my inner Alex Jones. These globalist overlords. They're goblins. They're psychic vampires. But they are. He's not wrong.
I love the goblin compilations.
Yeah. He likes using the goblin word.
The way he says it.
Oh, yeah. He's
goblin.
The very gravelly.
Goblin.
Yeah. He's good at it. You're not bad yourself.
Goblin.
Close. I
can't do like a lot of his words.
Right.
Every once in a while, there's one he says.
You can say that and turn the freaking frogs gay.
They're turning the freaking frogs gay.
And he was right.
Don't you understand that?
he was right in a
sense.
Sick
of this crap.
It is. It's bad. Like, I think technology is. They're using technology against us. Technology in itself is a double-edged sword, but I think it's more bad than good. I think we can achieve everything we can without technology. We can do it through sheer human will and fellowship and togetherness. A group of people can achieve the same thing a dang machine can achieve. You know what? And it's more fun, too, when like 8 people are doing it rather than one person in a phone. It's not the same. Let's get back to the human way. The right way. No more technology. Get rid of it. Step one, throw out your TVs. You don't need TVs anymore. We don't need Bill Gates and his...
Government denies, take clone guides you through the lies. Flat earth claims they say there's no proof, but we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor sealed, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool
this kids, flabby body that in his mRNA injections he just wants to dump into your arms and into your body. He wants to just get rid of you and your family and your friends. And it was more for him and less for you. And why are we letting a guy like that dictate all these things? Why are we letting someone that he didn't even graduate college? That makes him on the same level as me. What makes him better than me? What makes him better than me that he can make all these decisions like he's smart? He's not even smart. Think about it. This is a dumb idea with horrible repercussions. It makes no sense why they're allowing him to do this. It's just because he has money. But where'd he get the money? That makes me wonder. I don't think he earned it. I think he was given to him. I think he's a figurehead. I don't think it's actually him. But he's playing the role because he's a weak, flabby man that does whatever they tell him to do. He just does whatever they tell him to do, and that's his role. He's a figurehead. He's fake. And he's not even a real nerd.
Truth, we won't be sold.
Right as it's back in again. The time is now. It's now. Take care of yourself. Prepare for the future. Get quail. Get chickens. Get a goat. Find land. Source your own water. Get out of the city. If you're living in cities, it's time to go. It's time to get out. It's time to live the shack life. Long live the shack.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list. Save now with buy one, get one half off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 5/15 through 5/28.